Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Back in 1963, in Los Angeles Coliseum, in August and September, Reverend Billy Graham, Evangelist Billy Graham, was having a crusade there with almost 1 million folks showed up there. And this is the very same Coliseum where they're having the, they just had on April the 9th, the Azusa Now Conference, which was so, so very, very powerful. But take a look. This is the stadium was filled with obviously about 100,000 at a time. But over the 21-day period, Billy Graham had 900, I believe it is, 920,000 folks from all around the world came there. As a matter of fact, they even put a plaque up. Check this plaque out that they actually have at the Los Angeles Coliseum. And this is what it says right here. It says, Evangelist Billy Graham, Crusade for Christ, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, August 15th to September the 8th, 1963. This plaque is to commemorate the 1963 Crusade for Christ with a total attendance of 920,927. It is so awesome to see what Evangelist Billy Graham did, but you're seeing now the same Coliseum. You're seeing the Azusa Now, 110th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. And this prophetic word was released there that was heard by the YWAM, Youth for a Mission, missionaries that went to Lou Engle, the founder of The Call, who put this whole event together with Bill Johnson of Bethel Redding. And he talks about the mantle that's been on Reverend Billy Graham, Evangelist Billy Graham, all these years is about to be on America. As a matter of fact, let's go there and join him now.
It was 5 years ago that these YWAMers, circuit riders, came into my living room in Kansas City. And they prophesied and said that the call is having a shift. And it won't be just prayer, but it will be the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders. And stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. For 2 days, we deliberated and prayed over that word as we were closing our times together. A phone call came from Terry Bennett in Nashville. He called my friend and said, "Do you know where Lou Engle is? Tell him I had a visitation last night. Tell him the Lord said, there's coming a shift to the call, and it will not be just fasting and prayer, but the proclamation of the gospel. Signs and wonders, and stadiums will be filled, and Billy Graham's mantle is coming on the nation. This is that which was spoken 5 years ago."
This is so exciting to be able to see that. Some of the prophetic words that we have heard and been reported about Billy Graham is, when he goes to receive his reward, to be with the Lord, that his mantle will literally break up. It's a big mantle, and it'll go scattered throughout the world, including America. And we're looking at that day. It's almost like what they heard 5 years ago, what we've been hearing from others as well, what God speaks prophetically. And by the way, prophetically means, you know, God is telling us in advance through dreams or visions, through words of knowledge, what's going to happen in the future. And we start seeing those things come to pass. It gets very exciting because we know that God is in it. We're looking at right this very minute, where you have a Pentecost moment, 110th year anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival, this charismatic revival that reportedly more people have been won to the Lord because of this charismatic movement that was birthed in 1906, I believe it is, at Azusa Street, is about to be reactivated. Just like the Lord told me when I was on a sabbatical with him, when he had South African pastor call me and said, America needs a second Azusa Street. Azusa 2.0, and we're seeing it take place even right now. So I want to encourage you, if you have not yet, begin to just connect and see what's happening and say, begin to expect God to move. He's moving. I got a friend of mine that just reported that he's moving in, the Lord's moving in New Orleans. He's moving in Alabama. He's moving in South Florida. He's moving, I mean, all over the world simultaneously. It's like an end time move of a billion souls, reportedly. The prophetic word is coming into the kingdom of God, which means you got to get discipled up. You got to get trained up because God's going to need you in this end time harvest.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.